There, again, you talk about the city's pieces of property, but we do have other city pieces of property. We have, like, the wastewater treatment plant.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plans that go back years, I don't know if you've seen them in your files, that called for building a marina around the wastewater treatment plant. You know, that's the kind of thing that might make sense to revisit. We looked at, years ago, a construction ordinance, a marine construction ordinance, that was trying to encourage people to build out from some of the docks where it was possible. Obviously, because we've got a channel, you can't build out beyond the channel. But it would have addressed some of the stuff like what Yachting Solutions is doing and created zones that we were looking for expansion. It may be that we're looking for expansion off of, and that's something we can discuss, because it's the water side, not necessarily the land side. Is, do we think that it makes sense for somebody to develop that area off of, FMC, off of Dow Chemical?
DuPont. Yeah.
Does it make sense to expand that up to the channel? Does it make sense out where the O'Hara's is over in the north end? Does it make sense to look at that as an expansion area? I mean, that kind of stuff we can do, which is planning for the future. And do we think we need a marine construction ordinance? That kind of, I mean, so that's stuff that we can look at. That is strategies.
Yeah, because right now there's very little in the way of marine construction view.
Zero. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
like
leave
the,
it to
like
the,
when Yachting Solutions came to knock on the door. You know, I scurried through all the information that Ed had on the computer, all the files, and there's, like, really nothing, period.
So you can build a 1,000-foot dock if you try to get through it.
It just depends on what the state has, the submerged lands,
right,
and we left it to them.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
These are some things that I would like to see hammered out black and white, so whoever replaces me.
It could be simple, like construction standards, you know, the
or
pilings.
Or review board, or whatever, something.
You know. So is there anything really equivalent to the land use planning process for the water?
Don't we have a...
Well, there are waterfront zones.
There are
that
waterfront
say
zones.
What you can do in the waterfront on the land
but
piece
I'm thinking
of
about
things.
The equivalent of that.
Yeah.
Or the yeah.
Yeah, there is the shoreland zoning.
I mean,
it talks about the waterside part of that. You know, because it's related. Yeah. It's an environmental kind of relationship. But we don't have a marine construction thing where we say, these are places we would like to see, you know, go ahead and do anything over here. We don't talk about dredging. We don't talk about, no, we've left that entirely to the state. And we do have the authority, because of home rule, to get involved in that. The channel that we have, the South Channel, is an example. The informal one is listed in our ordinance.
It is in our ordinance. It is
but it
not
doesn't.
Informal.
But it doesn't spell enough. Out the coordinates.
I mean the non-federal one.
So it's there. We have, because of the state's harbor rules, the town has the authority to lay out a channel. But to what extent is it laid out, and to what extent is it protected? We may want to recommend that, no, this is the channel, and these should be the coordinates, and this is what we want. We want to make sure there's no moorings in there, whatever we want to do. There's a channel over in the north end, which was dredged in, 1918 or something like that. It's that with the three green cans over there that is no longer part of the federal navigation project. The city might want to investigate getting that as a real part of the channel so there's a second way to get in and out of the harbor. Those are the kinds of things that are beyond, not beyond what the comprehensive plan is doing, but are much more specific that
specific
we can address.
We're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I think that kind of stuff is going to end up being very important to Rockland.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to ask at some point, what is the status of Yachting Solutions' proposal at the moment? But one of the things that everybody got immediately concerned about was protection of current access.
Mm.
And to the extent that current access is less well-defined, we've got less to stand on. Mm. And they're also proposing construction in the water, right?
Right.
So without that kind of coverage, with a kind of ordinance, we're not covered. And I know that in some cases, you know, I've watched communities go through issues before where an unexpected land use or proposal came up. I'm thinking back to the 90s now in the town of Warren, when a Canadian company wanted to put a nickel mine in.
Right.
But this happens in all kinds of places. And it's the first thing that was done was before it went ahead with that, because they had no mining ordinance. Why would Warren have a mining ordinance? They had no ordinances to protect community or to allow community regulation. Let's say protect is kind of an emotive word. They had no regulation in the community. And this happens in many cases that what the process is that the legislative body of the community, or in that case town meeting, enacting a moratorium. And there's an absolute freeze on any such projects simply to allow the community time to develop regulation. And that's a perfectly legal process. It's perfectly, in fact, it's there so the communities aren't like sort of like run roughshod over by someone that's got this brand new idea that no one thought of writing an ordinance about. Sorry. So that process does exist out there.
Mm.
Obviously, it's the kind of thing that in this case, city council would have to, that would be their purview to decide if they wanted to make sure that we don't entertain land harbor use projects before we have a chance to take a big look at it and come up with some regulation for it. The city, the council could then do that if they wanted to. I just think that's just a thought to float out there, I suppose.
I think you touch on something that's separate from writing this plan, is this is an advisory committee.
Yeah.
And between this and the Harbor Management Committee, if they both recommended before there was a finished plan that the city stop and start working on something like that immediately or pass a moratorium, that certainly is a direction that this committee could go. You know, and make a recommendation as an advisory group. Yeah.
I mean, I know that a lot of folks were very, very concerned about this plan.
Yeah.
And the expressions of fear were, you know, people that live around the harbor, there goes our view, or people that use the harbor for their own livelihood or for recreation. Frankly, I don't see a huge difference between livelihood and recreation. It's the people using the harbor.
Hmm.
There are places where there's many differences, but if what the community is concerned about is the use of the harbour, and if we're already the city's already informally has heard about a commercial proposition for the harbour, what has the city said to this commercial proposition? Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what has the city said to their plan, your yachting solutions plan?
I don't believe at this point that they have filed. Have they filed yet?
They're
their
still
plan?
In the permitting phase. They're
yeah, but I mean, they haven't filed for the permit, have they?
For the Army Corps of Engineer permit?
Yeah.
They still have not got their sampling plan back from the Army Corps yet.
Right,
the
so they've begun the process.
Well,
but I think there was some confusion over what their proposal was, right? The community, I think, was most concerned about, you know, this wave attenuation thing in the harbor blocking views, right? And that really wasn't part of their marina expansion proposal.
Right.
That was part of a brainstorming that they had with the city. So I think what they're talking about moving forward with for their marina expansion is consistent with what they had brought to the city, largely consistent with what they had brought to the city some years past, and the wave attenuation structure, my understanding is not part of any plan or proposal.
So I would just think that if we're going to sit here and talk about the harbor uses and the future of the harbor, this is the thing that's already been proposed.